Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you wherever you are in the land, whatever situation you find yourself going through right now. I pray that you just turn to God and be there and let him be there for you. Nothing changes about him. It's us that changes towards him. So let's make sure we lean on him and give him our all. Let us go before the throne of God with humble hearts and prepare ourselves. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, sending his Holy Spirit, Lord God. For that, Lord God, we are truly thankful as we give you honor, glory, and praise. We thank you for this glorious day, opening our eyes to see your beautiful creation, Lord God, breathing breath inside of us. Forgive us for our sins and our unrighteousness, Lord God. Father God, lead us, guide us, Father God, because you've shown us the way, Father God. Father God, make sure that we learn to be obedient to you and follow that way that you've shown us, Lord God. Father God, let us continue to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, Father God, to bring those that are in the dark out of the darkness, Lord God, with loving hearts and kind hands, Father God, with meekness and gentleness. Father God, we thank you for this ministry, Lord God. Let us come on the air tonight, Lord God. Let something be said that's going to break chains and change the lives of someone, Father God, that they will seek your face, Lord God. Father God, we just lift you up. You say your Son, Jesus, said, if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. And we're truly grateful. So, Lord God, bless tonight, Lord God. Bless the people listening. Bless the people that will be participating. And, Lord God, bless us all. Bless this whole wide world. Those that are saved and unsaved, Father God. Those that are looking for you, let them find you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody suit up. You know what time it is. Put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is about to sign on. It's the special assignment. We're going to do this differently tonight. Check this out. Hey. They thought they was going to kill me with all their hate. Let the horns blow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only going to make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this.
It's God's plan.
And I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my mind right.
The heat out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Dog blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior say. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs, but I'ma live,
I'ma live.
I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right. Stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dog with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Head to the sky, my war goes on.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just
know
like
you
that,
heard,
you understand?
God.
Get
out. I'm seeing now like the sun peeping through.
I gotta get it out the mud. So I ain't got time for no playing, cause see faith work if I love. And I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on this direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this shed of seeing blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. In your city from town to town, I need everybody to get with it. All the walls we done built, trying to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together, like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving for better, and what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference, and to everybody that listening, you need to do your own part of bitching and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this. Looking around like what's the next move here? Just follow me and I'm gone, boy. Just keep open movement. I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving up over the horizon. Cause it's my season. See it clear, there's no fear, now I'm here. And I got the heart of a lion. The metal. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. Though he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still, I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. Soon as the evil spark, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who's there to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the truth.
I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving up over the horizon. Cause it's my season. See it clear, there's no fear, now I'm here. And I got the heart of a lion. So hear me roar, it ain't no stopping me. I'ma fulfill this prophecy. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Ain't no stopping me.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Thank you, big bro. What's going on? Good evening, man. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for just turning us on and coming in and breaking chains. Special assignment, what's up? I'm Pastor Rod. And we just here to come in and do what God has assigned for us to do. Been having some serious conversations with some men and women of God, man, and it's been very intense in the conversation because we've been discussing about everything that God is doing that a lot of people are ignoring and not paying attention to. And then the thing about it is that the Bible tells us not to judge, and we've been so judgmental of each other and been so critical of each other that we've forgotten what God has already told us and what he put in front of us for us to do and exercise and put in our everyday living. And the thing about it is that we've gotten away from it and we have to get back to it. Scripture tells us to get back to our first love. And a lot of people unfortunately don't know what that first love is, because they were not raised under the word of God. They were not raised to even know God. So we here breaking chains, we want to make sure that we stand in the gap. You know what I'm saying? We have to intercede on some people's behalf out there. It may not be you, but there's somebody out there that needs to know who God is. There's somebody out there that needs to know, well, why they're still living today, that there's a man named Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach, that took pay the price for all of our lives, whether you saved today or not. You understand what I'm saying? He died for you, me, and the sinner as well, which is all of us. So it says that he died for the whole world, not just some of us, but everybody. And the thing about it is that everybody's going through something. In the last few Mondays, we've been talking about things that are we doing what God has told us to do. You know what I'm saying? Are we going in direction? But the thing about it is a lot of people, because I was off focus. So let me say it this way. A lot of us have been off focus and in dark areas in our lives where we needed to call on the Lord to come and get us, to come and rescue us. And he did it because we came from our heart. And see, the thing about it is that we as human beings don't always know who is who. You know what I'm saying? Because some people don't know how to try the spirit by the spirit. Some people don't know how to use or activate their discerning of the spirits because, you know what I'm saying, maybe they were not taught. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they're not studying properly. We don't always know. So we have to stop being so judgmental and trying to dictate the next man or woman's way of living, because you are not living that way anymore. Because you are not doing those certain things anymore. You know what I'm saying? You got your degrees. You a doctor now. You all this. So we have to call you such and such. And you always on that level. But what about the people that don't understand your level? What about what they're going through? And tonight, my question that I'm putting out here tonight on the special assignment is, were you there? Were you there? You understand? My question to you tonight is that, you know what I'm saying? Were you there when that man or woman was going through all those situations? You know what I'm saying? Were you there when this was going on, when that was going on? So how can, if you wasn't there, how in the world are you able to put out or talk about what somebody should or would have could have done with their life? You know what I'm saying? So everybody didn't always have a helping hand. You know what I'm saying? Everybody didn't always have a guide to the light of Christ. You understand what I'm saying? What I'm getting at tonight is, you know, just my question. Were you there when all of these things were going on in my life? Were you there so that today you can dictate to me how I should be able to live my life? You know what I'm saying? If it's not based on scripture, who are you to come and tell me? You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about it, the Bible, God's word tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 7, and to be precise with it, verse 15, he tells us to beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Are some other people, is everybody able to identify who those false prophets are? Are you able to identify? Are you really able? So my thing tonight is, were you there? Were you there when God told Noah to build the ark? You understand? Because of that, that's why you are here today. You understand what I'm saying? Were you there when King Nebuchadnezzar tossed Daniel into the lion's den? Were you there? The only way you know about it is because you read it in the Word of God. Because God had it told back to you, because you were not there. Were you there when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got tossed in the fiery furnace? And the Son of God was in there protecting them from those flames, and they came out without not even smelling like smoke. You know how many days I smelled like smoke in my life? Yeah. Listen, all I'm asking you is, were you there? You know what I'm saying? When that brother was going through something, that sister was going through something. And if you say to me, no, You understand? I understand that if you didn't know him, but why weren't you there if you did know him and you saw him out there hanging off the cliff and you did nothing? And you was right there watching. So where's your love? Where's your kindness? Where's your gentleness? Where's your meekness? Where's your patience? You know what I'm saying? We put up a facade every day to try to throw people off. But God's not fooled. But neither is Satan. You got to understand the blueprint of your life was done. And have you ever asked the question that maybe Satan was there too? That Satan knows where to come and set traps for you on your journey in life right now? How does he know where you are? How does he know where God has you? Have you ever thought about that? Were you there when your blueprint for your life was being planned? God tells you the book of Jeremiah, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you. Do you know what the word prosper means? You out here letting people hustle your mind to tell you one thing, but God already told you, listen, I got you. I supply all your needs. So tonight, I just want to ask that question. Were you there? Were you there when I was out there running them streets? Were you there watching me run them streets and just buck wild and you didn't say nothing to me? Oh, man, it's so far we can go into that one question. Were you there? And want to give big shouts out to our overseer, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp. We praying for him and his family. He had another death in their family. So make sure that you keep them in your prayers and keep them lifted up for comfort and strength. And praying for Pastor Jackson. We pray that he will be able to get in today. He's still out on that road at work. Pastor Joseph, who was our special guest on yesterday, was raising the sound. So we give big ups to him. He's still at work. So big ups to all of our men and women of God tonight. God bless you all over the world that belongs to the true church of Jesus Christ. Let's make sure that we stay on our assignment and do the work of the Lord that he's called you to do. Don't let anybody deter you from doing the work of the Lord just because they think that you may be doing it a little different from them. You're not doing it traditional. Just keep doing what God is putting you to do. You understand what I'm saying? Because everybody wasn't there when God touched you and called you and anointed and appointed you to do his work and to represent him. So you just make sure that you hear God's voice and you doing what thus says the Lord and you stay obedient. Because I can tell you that I've been disobedient on my journey. You know what I'm saying? Because I was saying, I don't want to do that. But we don't get to tell God what we don't want to do when God has called you to do it and you accepted that assignment. When God called you, you accepted the call. So that means you do the work. You got a job to do. You don't go on your regular 9-to-5 and tell him what you ain't going to do. So stop telling God what you ain't going to do and start doing your assignment and stop suppressing what God is putting you to do so we can help to change the world. That's our assignment, y'all, to do the work of the Lord. We represent him down here. So want to say God bless. Good evening. Elder Melvin is here with me tonight. God bless you, sir. Good evening. He called me before we went on the air, so he's feeling much better today. So let's make sure that we keep him in our prayers. And he's hanging out. So God bless you, sir. Welcome to the show. Elder, I just wanted to ask him tonight, were they there when that call came to you? When that call came to me, were they there? Do they know what took place? Yes. God bless you, sir. Good evening. Break chain.
Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening, Pastor. Good evening to all my sisters and brothers in Christ and that are not in Christ. I am my brother's keeper. I've come to realize that and
Amen.
Accept that. That's part of God's purpose. That's part of your first love, too, believe it or not. It's not self. I used to think it was my music years ago, and I come to turn and realize it wasn't my music. Many people think it's their job. If you ask people right now, what's your first love? My husband, my children, my wife, my mama, my daddy. You know that I didn't even mention Christ in that. Trust me, sister and brother, that's the way we think. That is the way we think. Like Pastor was saying, your first love, who brought you here? Mom and daddy. Mom and daddy was just the picture for us to understand. Christ is your first love. He's a big boy. Anything you want to call him, you are here to represent him. And as far as people going through things, and Pastor hit a lot of different things. People going through things, we judging people. Or I heard a statement, I want to be just like you when I grew up. Yeah, but were you there to see what I went through? That's the thing. When the question asked to Jesus, this woman, I let my son be on your right and on your left. Jesus asked him, can you accept the cup that I accepted? If they had known what he went through by not being there, and if you wasn't there, you could have studied and found out. You believe you match that? I wouldn't. There's no way, Jose, not today. I could have stood what he went through, maybe some, but when he got down to those spikes, and I tell that to everybody, Pastor, those were not nails, those were spikes.
That's right.
I mean, these things were big, man. Can you imagine if he came as a human? Can you imagine the pain that that man went through? Jesus Christ. I mean, I get goosebumps right now thinking about it. You wasn't there. But all you have to do is listen to the one that studied. None of us here today were there. But we studied and found out. No, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to walk in Christ's shoes. Maybe sometimes I do, but you don't want to walk in Christ's shoes. So I want to be like him. That's true. I want to be like him daily. But some of the things he went through, I'm going to put in a literal sense, physical. Can you stand somebody spitting in your face? Come on, man. All the religion we got going to be forgotten. And Papa will tell you that once before. Come on, don't do that. If you still want to walk in his shoes, you go ahead. I'll be behind you watching you. But that first love, that first love, is your sisters and your brothers in Christ. That's your family first. So don't get this stuff all mixed up and twisted all around, because my dad, I got four sisters and four brothers. We all family. You know, yeah? You think so? Let need time come. And no, I know that because I told Pastor Will about it. I love my family. They wasn't there. Stop that. Three surgeries. Hold on, Pastor, a second. That's my dog.
Cut that out.
Yeah, that little rascal. But anyway, my family, that's what Christ said. Who's my sister and brother? Who's my mother? Who's my father? And I listen to that. I understand that fully. Those that are in Christ, have the mind of Christ, those are my sisters and brothers. They're my mother and my father, if you want to put it that way. All that is first love. Following the footsteps of Christ is your first love. And we get it so mixed up and as chaotic as this world is now. Come on, sister. Why would you want them to be your first love? Everyone can't really do nothing for you. And if they do, stop. And if they do, what's the motive behind it? Christ got one motive behind everything he do for us. Melvin, I love you, man. That's why I do what I do. Other people do it for prestige. Other people do it for money. And Pastor mentioned just now, Christ know your heart. I was talking with my niece. I said, don't you go. You won't cry to me. No, go in your room and cry to Christ. Cry to him, and if it's false, he's going to know it because he knows your heart, Makita. So you can just cry up my face and make me feel all bad because you're crying, but it could be, ain't be the right motive. People, you have to have your motive right when you go to my dad. He ain't nothing nice. He ain't nothing to play with. I'm trying to tell you, get the shucky-ducky yum in the wrath of God and see what it is. You wish for death and can't get it. That's your first love. responsibility, being an ambassador or what you want to call it, a leader or a shepherd or a disciple for Christ. That's your first love. Pastor, I hope I answered that. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. We go through things in life that a lot of times we don't want to talk about. We don't always like to open up and share because, you know, first thing people say, that's not nobody's business. That's nobody's business. Yeah, a lot of things are not anybody else's business. You know what I'm saying? However, though, when you got things going on in your life and you keep suppressing those issues and those situations, it start causing physical, mental, and spiritual problems in your life. Because then you're not giving them to God. You're not talking to anybody about it. So things start happening in your life, and you wonder, well, how do you know that? Because it happened to me. I've been there. You know, I can speak from experience on that. And maybe you're not in that situation. Okay, so I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to the person that's going through it right now. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about when you on podcasts, radio, you know, television, anytime you watching news, they are there to give you information of what's going on around you. Okay. That's what they are, a news person. Just you heard they're advocates. So they you know, that's what they do. So here we are. We are advocates for the kingdom. We represent, we are ambassadors. We need to come in and do the same thing and tell you what's going on around you, but also tell you things that you don't see that's about to go on around you or what's about to come and get you if you're not careful. You understand what I'm saying? See, I can't be, listen, you may say these things right here. They, you know, and I've been told this. I had a discussion today. And being radical and being very blunt and forward, I want you to understand something. We love everybody. Let's get that understood. We're on here because we love you. You know what I'm saying? But most importantly, we on here because we love God. We love Christ for what he did for us. We love him for sending his Holy Spirit to us to be with us daily, every day, and never leave nor forsake us. You understand? When he say he'll never leave nor forsake you, because guess what? Once you accept him, he lives within you. He can't go nowhere.
No.
So were you there? Were you there when that moment took place in that man's life that he accepted Christ in his life? You understand what I'm saying? But here's the but to it. But were you there when that brother was about to take his life and you said, oh, just pray about it, it'll be all right, and the next morning he was gone? You was too busy to pause for a second to make sure that the brother was all right? You know? So it's a lot that can be said, but you know what I'm saying? You have to study your word and see, you know what I'm saying, all the men and women of God of the Bible that went through things that God was there with them and pulled them out of situations. You understand what I'm saying? So let's talk about situations that are going on around us today in our everyday living. Let's talk about the murder in the streets that goes on in our communities. Here's the heartbreaking statement about that, is that you are there. You see it taking place. But what are you doing about it? Are you doing anything about it? So, Elder, you know, we see a lot of that, and it brings me back to the situation you dealt with within the past few weeks about the young men out there, and you talking to them and confronting them. You know what I'm saying? And ladies and gentlemen, this man on this phone with here, this man of God doesn't mind telling you that he's 70 years old. So if he's 70 years old and he's still doing the work of the Lord out here in these brutal streets, and you ain't even half his age yet, what's keeping you from doing it? What's keeping you from standing up, being the light of the world, the salt of the earth? What's keeping you from doing it? And you are right there. You see it every day. So Elder, what's keeping them from committing and giving they all over to the Lord and saying, I surrender all? You know, what's keeping that movement from taking place right now around us? I know a lot of people, and I'm not talking about the people that's doing it. We applaud you. We pray for you. And we pray for those that are still trying. But we pray for you that are out there in the vineyard. You know what I'm saying? And being the laborer for the Lord. God bless you. But what's keeping the rest of them from taking that leap of faith right now, Elder? What's going on with that?
I think, Pastor, what you said earlier, our purpose. I actually believe that even many people in supposed to be in Christ don't know that this is a gift. Most gifts are given to enjoy. But this gift that Christ gave us comes with a job. And I really think, Pastor, a lot of the elders don't know that. I don't know. All this stuff just came to me, and I say stuff. I like to keep it simple. Came to me in the last 10 years when I went to New Orleans. It is a job like that. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes. Yes, you are. How many of you go read that and says, if you see a brother at fault or sister at fault, you're supposed to approach them. I do it. I approached it at the store out there yesterday. I'm in an area where it's predominantly whites. And in the hood, we love to hang at the stores and all of that. So I approached the guys, five of them. I say, look, man, this is nothing but trouble. What you mean? Well, y'all got a couch out just sitting in front of this man's store. He say, well, we in front of his store. We in this side right here. So they're coming all these what I call illegitimate excuses. But I know what is going right, man. Hey, bro, the other little guys drive up and they don't like you, then stuff is going to start. What we don't need is that crowd, what we be doing in the hood. We need to stop that hanging at the store. That's nothing but trouble. But most people are afraid to address that. I addressed it, Pastor. I addressed it. One of them got up and started, you know, with his shoulders and all that. I said, hey, look, Dad, I'm just telling you what's right. That's all. Either you accept it or you reject it. My job is to tell you. That's all Christ say do, Pastor. If I'm wrong, you tell me. He said, well, just approach him. I'll do the rest. Now, you got two choices. You accept it or reject it. But to keep my daddy from getting angry at me, and I had an opportunity, I took it. I'm going to take it if it's good. I'm going to take it if it's bad. That's our job. That's my job. I take my job seriously. You don't think I get paid? I ain't never had no problem with my feet. I nurse my feet. I soothe my feet. I talk to my feet. They've been doing this for 69 years. They ain't never complaining. They never complain. My feet. How many of you get up in the morning? That's the first thing that hits your heart is your feet. How many of you just say thank you? Come on, man. This stuff we got to stop taking for granted. Now I'm going to go back to the leaders. The most dominant creature he made is us. The most, how can I put this? The least thing on God's earth that man has not found or nothing good about is dust. He didn't even make us from dirt. He made us what you call a derivative of dirt, which is dust that man have never found no use for. I'll give you a whole bunch of bad things about it, but look what he made from the least thing to the most dominant creature. Come on, man. This man ain't nothing nice. He's nothing nice. And you don't think I could take time to deal with him? That's my first love. Dust is dirty and mess your hair up and make you sneeze. It does. Everything is nothing good about dust that I know. But he made us from that. You can't take your time out. I took the time with my niece, and I told Pastor Will, two people I was working with, I gave them up because they wouldn't listen. My niece started crying yesterday from Detroit, and I told her, don't cry to me, cry to Jesus. She started telling me all about what was happening. I said, look, what you're telling me right now, this is what I just picked up in my spirit. You'll break through with that aunt. You got an interview tomorrow for a job. Your grandpa is fixing this car here for you. Now you want to go back to Detroit for the stuff you left that was causing all these problems in your life? The darkest hour is just before day. Judah, when you are ready to quit and give up, this is the time that you need to buckle down and say, I'm going to hold out just a little bit longer. This is the way my daddy works. He just wants you to see what you were made of. Now, if he's this powerful, you can't take a little time out to tell a sister or brother, well, look, can I have a word with you? Always get their permission. Get their permission. If they say yes, boom, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's your opportunity to lay down the law. If he says no, watch your hand, dust your feet, and get on down. Pastor, I hope that helps somebody.
Yeah, amen. Amen. And it's something because you opened the door to something very, 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 very powerful. You know, and that's my that's my other question. You know what I'm saying? Not only were you there, but you know what I'm saying? Did you turn your back on everything? Did you not speak on it? Did you not do anything about it? But then that leads to what you just said. Are we just taking life for granted? You know,
that's it.
Is that what we're doing? And if you go
doing.
Into
we're taking life for a gift, that's
And that's something because you know in the book of Ecclesiastes,
come on, son.
In chapter 7, God tells us not to take anything for granted. Listen to this. If I may, let me run this down to you. Listen to this, y'all. Write it down. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. It says, a good reputation is better than a fat bank account. Your death
like
date
that.
Tells more than your birth date. He goes on to say, you learn more at a funeral than at a feast. After all, that's where we'll end up. We might discover something from it.
So might.
He say crying is better than laughing. It blotches the face, but it scores the heart. It says sages invest in themselves in hurt and grieving, but fools waste their lives in fun and games. I hope you're listening out there. I hope you're going to go back and study this. It says you'll get more from the rebuke of a sage than from the song and dance of fools.
Ain't that something?
He goes on to say the giggles of fools are like the crackling of twigs under the crock pot and like smoke. Brutality stupefies even the wise and destroys the strongest heart. Endings are better than beginnings. Sticking to it is better than standing out. He said, don't be quick to fly off the handle. Anger boomerangs. You can spot a fool by the lumps on his head.
If I mean boomerang coming right back and slapping him. Bam.
Oh, my God. Are you listening to what God is trying to say to you tonight?
He
said,
boy.
Don't always be asking, where are the good old days? Wise folks don't ask questions like that. It say wisdom is better when it's paired with money, especially if you get both while you're still living. Double protection, wisdom and wealth. Plus this bonus, yes. Wisdom energizes its owner. But here's the powerful. Take a good look at God's work. Who can simplify and reduce creation's curves and angles to a plain straight line? On a good day, enjoy yourself. On a bad day, examine your conscience. God arranges for both kinds of days. so that we won't take anything for granted. Listen, we need to study that because it talks about this chapter right here is something that you know we need to spend time in. You know, we need to spend time in it because it goes on and tells you to stay in touch with both sides.
Mm-hmm. Always wanting to.
Please listen to me tonight. You know, those that don't want to hear, we pray for you. Those that are listening, study this word. Just study it
anyway.
You know, and listen. Please, I pray that you do. Listen what it goes on to say. I've seen it all in my brief and pointless life. Here a good person cut down in the middle of doing good. They're a bad person living a long life of sheer evil. So don't knock yourself out of being good and don't go overboard being wise. Believe me, you won't get anything out of it. But don't press your luck by being bad either. And don't be reckless. Why die needlessly? It's best to stay in touch with both sides of an issue. A person who fears God deals responsibly with all of reality, not just a piece of it. Wisdom puts more strength in one wise person than 10 strong men give to a city. There's not one totally... Oh my! This is where y'all get confused. You need to listen to this. God says there's not one totally good person on earth. Not one who is truly pure and sinless. Did you hear that?
Jesus,
I got to repeat it. Listen, I need to say this for the people in the back that couldn't hear me. There's not one totally good person on earth. Not one who is truly pure and sinless. Not one. Did you hear what I said? That's God's word. That's God's word. God says, don't eavesdrop on the conversation of others. What if the gossip's about you and you'd rather not hear it? You've done that a few times, haven't you? Said things behind someone's back you wouldn't say to his face. Huh? Did you hear what God said?
Not Pastor Will. God said that.
Did you hear what God said? Let me repeat that for the ones in the back because you ain't listening. I caught you talking. Listen, God says don't eavesdrop on the conversation of others. What if the gossip's about you and you'd rather not hear it? This is what he say. He say, but you've done that a few times, haven't you? Saying things behind someone's back and you wouldn't say it to his face. Huh. But listen. I'm almost done. Boy. I hope you're learning. God said, I tested everything. Listen, the scripture say, I tested everything in my search for wisdom. I set out to be wise, but it was beyond me, far beyond me and deep. Oh, so deep. Ecclesiastes, New Testament, most of it was written by who? The Apostle Paul. Listen to me now. Listen to what the apostle was saying to you. God using him. He said, does anyone ever find it? I concentrated with all my might, studying, exploring, and seeking wisdom for the meaning of life. I also wanted to identify evil and stupidity, foolishness and craziness. One discovery, a woman can be a bitter pill to swallow, full of seductive scheming and grasping. The lucky escape her. The undiscerning get caught. At least this is my experience, what I, the quester, have pieced together as I've tried to make sense of life. But the wisdom I look for it and I haven't found. I didn't find one man or woman in 1,000 worth my while. Yet I did spot one ray of light in this murk. God made men and women true and upright. We're the ones who made a mess of things. Did you hear that?
Shoulders.
God made men and women true and upright. We're the ones who made a mess of things. Study it, brothers and sisters. Ecclesiastes number 7. Chapter 7. You spend some time into that chapter right there, and study what God is trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe you'll get something different out of it. But I wanted to share that with you. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. Man, I want to play this for you. This song right here that was with me today came across me, and I got to share it with you because, it's called Perfect, and it's by my guy. Name is Tadashi, and Tadashi is a gospel hip hop artist, rap artist, and this song, because it this song stood out to me about, were you there? Were you present? You know what I'm saying? And if you were you your brother's keeper? My God, So enjoy this. You listen to Breaking Chains, Elder Melvin, Pastor Rod. We hanging out, two preachers hanging out, breaking chains with you. It's a special assignment on this Monday. Check this out, y'all. YAT Radio.
You don't know what I've been through. Don't judge me cause you got a past too. I know you don't know. She knows, she knows, she knows.
Yeah, they ruin the view, you watching this. Say I'm doing a fool and it's obvious. Say I'm losing it too like property. They ruin my mood with this gossiping. Hating this in the heat of the moment where Satan is. Accusing me of nothing, that's a bait and switch. Making this hard for a person in this place to live. My God. I'm working like I ain't got nothing. Cantaloupe, you might drop some and you can't hide, so stop running. I got that's a lie that we tell ourselves, and I guess it's hard for you to ask for help, but in that moment, that's when you fail. One slip and they judging, but it's set up like they ain't done nothing. I make no excuse, but I refuse to lose some dudes without a clue of what I've been through. From where I'm coming, no lie, I should have been done it. I'm working at it, I ain't perfect at it, and I say this every time.
You don't know what I've been through. Don't judge me cause you got a past too. I know you don't know, but she knows, she knows, she knows. I ain't perfect, but I'm working. I ain't perfect, but I'm working. I ain't perfect, I know you don't know. But she knows, she knows, she knows.
I'm supposed to be dead and gone in a catacomb like Rome. Out of range, trying to use my phone. No tone, left alone like I lost my arm. But I'm up at the air like the top of your home with a bird's eye view. Watching all these people saying words I true. Accusing me, they're abusing me. Yeah, truthfully, I don't have the time to be worried about you, man. Nah, hold on. People playing games with no ball. No rules in this, so they losing it. And they don't know the goal at all. Consider my life, they don't. Believe me, I'm only human, they wrong. But no matter their lives, I won't compromise. Every day for your boy, it's on. Oh man, I promise, I'm honest. I shoot them straight, but they really don't want it. Yeah, they dumb it, they blown it. I've been dealing with this for the longest. Yeah, I doubt I'm the strongest. But in him, when I'm weak, I'm stronger. I'm working at it, I ain't perfect at it. And I say this every time.
You don't know what I've been through. Don't judge me, cause you got a past too. I know you don't know, but she knows, she knows, she knows. I ain't perfect, but I'm working. I ain't perfect, but I'm working. I ain't perfect. I know you don't know, but she knows, she knows, she knows. Touch you, they touch you. Don't try to judge me, just sit with your issues. Take a look in the mirror, but you judging for. Take a look in the mirror, but you never know. How you affect the next person with your comments.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
What you think about that right there? Uh-huh. I know you like that there, you know. He knows. He. But did you hear what he said? He knows. You may not know, but he knows. I ain't perfect. I ain't perfect, but I'm working to get there. But you got to pass too. Man,
I need to give you a, I need to give you a compliment on something while we're on the air. Ecclesiastic, and you gave me the other night Psalms 27.
Yes, sir.
And then I came up with Galatians 5. Pastor,
yes, sir.
You know all three of those books. I mean, it's not an accident. All three of them work together.
Yes, sir.
I know Ecclesiastic tells you how to live in a body. Proverbs gives you wisdom, and Galatians gives you the foundation. Who am I? I like that, Pastor. Thank you for Ecclesiastes. I'm a student. I'm into the word, but you never get so smart when you can't learn.
Amen
I'm
to that.
I'm older than Pastor. You think that matters to me because I'm older than Pastor? I ain't saying who knows the more. But I know one thing. That I do know, I listen to that he knows that makes me more wise. I hope you got that.
Now, I'm telling you, I pray they got that.
Amen. I'm going to read the whole thing. You know I got to go with it, pal. Please ask me. It sounds good, man. It sounds good.
Hey,
I really think, Pastor, this is what we need behind that pulpit or whatever position you are in when you talk about the body of Christ. This is the kind of stuff that we need. Pastor, I believe this is the breakthrough. We
Amen.
Get the minister doing this. I think this will be a better place, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. We give all glory to God. All glory to God,
yes,
the Father,
sir.
God, the Son, Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit. You know, because without the Godhead, it wouldn't be no us. So, you know, I tell you, everybody, you know, it's something because the scripture says that David was a man after God's own heart. And King David was, you know what I'm saying? He was ruthless. You know what I'm saying? He was accused of murder. He was accused of adultery. He did a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? He did a lot of things, but he was after God's own heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he wanted to get his life right to be a servant of the Lord. And he worked hard at it, even when people thought he was crazy, when the Holy Ghost jumped on him and he danced out of his clothes. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody understood that. You understand what I'm saying? When not I ain't talking about man's his holy dance, and they ain't even a holy dance. I ain't talking about man's little, you know what I'm saying, falsifying of the Holy Spirit. And I said that, falsifying. I'm talking about the true Holy Ghost get on you. Ain't nothing you could do about that. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't nothing you can do to take it, because God, listen, if it's the true Holy Ghost on you, God ain't going to let you hurt yourself. God ain't going to let you hurt nobody. God going to keep you within that hedge of protection. You know what I'm saying? Those angels, listen, even if the mothers of the usher board don't come stand around you, you ain't got to worry about it, because those angels got you encamped. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, my God. I pray that you're hearing us tonight. You know what I'm saying? I pray that you're hearing us tonight. You got to stop taking things for granted. Stop taking life for granted. Stop taking God for granted. You understand what I'm saying? Stop taking your Messiah, the true Savior of the world, for granted. Stop taking that Holy Spirit for granted that's there to comfort you and to be with you and to order your steps every day. You understand? Stop taking it for granted. You know what I'm saying? Stop ignoring, just saying, thank you, Lord. You know, stop always crying and asking God for something and start giving your life to Christ so you can start getting something. Oh.
Yeah. Come
see
on.
There.
Come on.
See there. You missed that. See? You missed that. You always crying out asking for something, but you won't give your life and surrender all so you can get something. Don't you know when you surrender all and give your life over to him that listen, all your blessings are already there. You just got to get on his path and get off yours.
Yeah. And what did he say, Pastor? Seek the kingdom of God first. He said first. And all the other stuff is coming. So you ain't really got nothing to do. Just do what Christ did.
Just do it. Just do it.
That's it. Just do it. That'll be
just
a title for a sermon, Pastor. Just do it.
Just do it. You know, and it's something because, you know, it's something you say that because my dad, may rest in peace. My dad said something to me. He said, son, let me tell you something. Nike ain't got nothing on Jesus. I said, Daddy, what you talking about? You know what he told me? He said, you remember when Jesus was at the feast, at the wedding, and they ran out of wine, and Mary, his mother came up to him and said, son, we got a problem. and he told her, listen, woman, it's not my time. It ain't time yet. You know what I'm saying? And you know, she gave him that motherly look, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm telling this to you out there so you can understand it. You understand what I'm saying? But she told the disciples, the workers there that were there. So go fill the jugs up with water. And they looking around like, what? And here's the kicker right here. Here's the attention getter. She say, just do as he say. Just do it. You understand?
Just do it.
Ain't that what Nike used to say? Just do it. You need to start back saying that. Just do it. When you got somebody coming up to you whining and crying and all this, just do what God telling you to do. Do it. You understand? Just do what you've been told. If you pick up your instruction manual for your life, you will see what God wants you to do with it. So just do it. Stop bucking and complaining. Remember now, the children of Israel bucked, complained, and murmured and mumbled and fussed and all that. And that two-week trip took them 40 years.
I thought about that yesterday, Pastor, and you saying, I think Israel had an 11-day journey and took them 40 years. In fact, I was trying to figure out if you were walking from here to New Orleans, I'd try to figure out maybe 5 miles. Let me see. You do 6 or 7 miles a day. It was approximately a distance from Baton Rouge to New Orleans, which is about 80-some miles. I don't know exactly what the Bible says, but it wasn't that far, and it took them 40 years to go between 80, 85, and 90 miles. And that's something.
40 years because of all of your mumbling and your grumbling and your complaining and your whining. That means that you're not having faith and trust in God. You lean into your own understanding. He tells you not to do that. So when you do that, that means that you throw your plans for your life off. You understand? Because he told you in Jeremiah, I know the plans I got for you. He already know the plans. He laid the blueprint out. You just don't want to follow it. You want to do your thing.
That's all in you.
You
that's the hardest part, too. You late. The plan's out. All you got to do is not the easy part.
Just
follow him.
Yeah, he did the hard part.
He did all the geometry, all the physics, all that stuff. What I ain't never learned nothing about. All I got to do is just follow.
That's right.
I like that, pal.
That's all we got to do. You know what I'm saying? Listen, he's the contractor. He's the foreman. You know what I'm saying? He's the geologist. You know what I'm saying?
The laborer.
He was the laborer. Listen, let me tell you something. He's the foundation. He's the cornerstone. Oh my God. He's the cornerstone. You know, you got to have that cornerstone when you're building. He is the cornerstone. He is the foundation. Man, all you got to do is show up.
That's it. The work has already been done. Follow
the
rules.
The work has been done. It's been done. And you taking everything for granted. I told you last week, God don't need you.
So don't.
You need him.
Oh, we got a ram in the bush.
You know, he going to always provide a way out of no way. You don't see a way, but he done already provided for you. If you just listen and pay attention, you will hear him and see him.
Yeah.
You too busy trying to do it your way. Everybody want to be about money, partying, sex and drugs.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people, excuse me, a lot of people, not everybody. A lot of people.
Well, you said it right, a lot of people.
Yeah,
we were there. That's why we can say it, because we already know what it's about.
Yeah, we've been there, done that.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Stay focused, brothers and sisters. Stay focused. We're going across the top of the hour. We're finna kick off this second hour, man. The second hour always is turned up, and get ready for it. You want to get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137, pick up the phone and give us a call. If you don't want to talk, log on to the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Hey, coming up in the second hour, we got the 2-minute warning, we got the Black History honoree, and we got your physical health tips for today. Hang on, we'll be right back. YAT Radio, Breaking Chains, the special assignment.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man. That'd be some good
news.
He
came rising up. That's what it sound like, though.
About his father's biz. He was an urban missionary.
He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news just good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel when he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people so I pulled over stops. There's some church folks I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper so he asked me what's the rhyme. When I finished rapping he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me could he take me to some rappers from his church. He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tim's on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit I seen that fire in his eyes. And he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand and he told me it was plain. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there on the block, tryna come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, make a rest R.I.P. Man, he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Have you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth cause the truth will set them free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the
bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barbershop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we suburban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war, ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We suburban missionaries, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, all right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. We're kicking off the second hour of Breaking Chains with the special assignment. Elder Melvin is here with me. Pastor, with you. We was asking you in the last hour about were you there when people were going through a lot of situations. And if you were you there to minister the word of God to them? Were you there to feed the hungry? Were you there to take care of the homeless? Were you there to give water to the thirsty? Were you there to give clothes to the naked? Were you there to provide and to help to put a roof over somebody's head? You know, find them a shelter? Were you there to do all of that? And if you was there, did you do the assignment that God placed you here to do? He said to go out and make the disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Are you on your assignment? Are you doing what you're supposed to do? Were you there? And then as we kicked off, I just got ready to get in this second hour, we asked you another question. Are you taking life for granted? You know, are you just doing what man is telling you and not paying attention to what God has already told you? And because one thing about what God tells us is, listen to what the scripture tells you. In Matthew 24 and 11, I'm going to give you a couple of them. Pay attention to me very carefully. He say, many false prophets will arise and lead many astray.
Oh,
are you paying
wow.
attention to that? Listen, here's something else that God tells you. He says, guess what? False prophets also arose among the people. This is 2 Peter chapter 2. Just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive hearsay, even denying the master who brought them, bring it up on themselves with destruction. But here it is right here. And you're going to catch the word that I want to stand out when I say it. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds.
Come on, boy. You teach him.
Did you hear what I said? Now, that's the word of God. Now, that's God talking. You can blame me all day long. It's all right. But God spoke it. And listen, he told you back in the book of Deuteronomy 18, he says, but the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how may we know the word that the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word of the Lord has not been spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him. So you heard the elder. You need to open your ears. And most importantly, you need to open up the word of God and start studying. Because we in a time right now where the scripture says that you don't want to endure sound teaching, but having itching ears that will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. You want to be told the right thing to soothe you instead of sound doctrine that may cut you to the bones and marrow and straight to your soul, which is the word of God that cuts like a double-edged sword. Oh, man, please.
That's it. That's it, Doctor.
So we are at a time right now, Elder, where a lot is going on around us in the world. A lot of the deceit is going on, a lot of manipulation in the earth, a lot of lies and false doctrine and unreal men and women of their God. They are real in their world and trying to worship and serve the God that I serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator of all creation. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? I serve the uppercase G, G-O-D, not the lowercase G-O-D. There's a difference.
Yeah.
And you just need to find the difference. So, Elder, we have a lot going on, and we're in a situation where there's a lot of division going on in the land with racism, you know what I'm saying, with false religion and false Christianity, God being pulled out of schools, God just being pulled out of everything. He's not being acknowledged the way that he should be, like he's supposed to be. So what is it that we need to be doing to make sure that people are given the opportunity to get back to the light of Christ?
Yeah. Well, one thing, Pastor, what we said, what the Bible speaks, be ye not, ye is talking about you, conform, which means taking on whatever is your surroundings, conform to this world. He said, this world. Well, evidently, there's got to be another one coming here somewhere. But be ye, put that conjunction, that transform, which means change, by renewing of your mind. So you can be in this world with all the stuff. And I like that word focus you gave me months ago. It's enough to take your focus, Pastor. This is enough to take an infant focus. You don't know nothing. But that is because you are conforming to this world. Now, all the stuff you just said is in the Bible. This is no secret. This is no mystery. He already told us what to expect. This my dad is, he's a bad mamma jamma. I just got to say, he didn't leave nothing with confusion. That's the way I look at him. He and I are just that close. Why should I be concerned? I don't like to use the word worry. Concerned about the ways of this world. And he already told me that's going to happen. But he said, man, I'm only your way out. Now, if you want to conform to it, you want to take on the attributes of this world. But I'm telling you, transform. Okay, that what you mean, that change. Why am I supposed to do that? This is where I talk to him, Pastor. Renew your mind, son. Renew your mind. Well, how do I do that? Brother, I have you not be here and study the show. Yourself. You see, Pastor, how I gave you an antidote for everything? I mean, no. Take that back. How the Lord, my daddy, gave you an antidote for everything through me, which is the vessel.
Mm.
That's what the world got to do. Now, we fought the minister for a lot, but you got to remember also, he said, study to show yourself. Which means if you're going to study, God is going to help you. No, sir, he is going to help you to understand it. If your practice is not done, I told you, I'm telling the whole world, you better get out of there. You better get out of there and go where the Bible is being taught, scripture by scripture. It's simple. That's all we need. If you don't know it, that's all right. Go to somebody that do know it and follow them out. That's all you got. Pastor told the foundation, the labor, the electrician, the plumber, everything. He done all that. All you got to do is just follow. Matter of fact, all you got to do is just go get in the building. Everybody else, he did everything else. Come on, this is so simple. This is so simple. God, there is no excuse. ladies and gentlemen, that going to come in end. This thing is going to fade away. I hope that I would like to put the fear of reverence in people's lives. I don't want you to fear God, because I don't fear my daddy. But I'll tell you what I do fear. I fear his power not being there when I need it. And that ain't nothing nice. That scares me. That really frightens me. Wow, what if daddy don't be there and I'll do something foolish or stupid, idiotic, super stupid fool? But when you following him, but with me, I told him to put handcuffs on me. Drag me. I don't care. God is not going to force his ways on you. I said, well, I'm telling you, daddy, right now, force yours on me. So if you ain't going to forget to be the handcuff, drag me. And you know something, world? I mean that. What could happen to me? And I'm handcuffed to the most powerful being ever walked this earth. Come on, it's so simple. You don't have to live this kind of life. You can be in this world. It's a gift. Enjoy it. But you ain't got to do what you do. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. We have to listen. It's like having a fight with yourself. You know, it's like you standing there shadow boxing, right? Exercising. You shadow boxing. All of a sudden, your shadow comes.
That song just coming on my. Are you tired of trading punches with Satan? I listened to this song yesterday. Think about it. You just said, when you going to get tired of trading punches with Satan? I like this song, pal. Great old pal.
You know.
I like this song, though.
We
know you're
going
to do something with it, so go ahead on.
We just got to make sure that we are in that place, that we don't allow the shadow to come to life and beat us. You know what I'm saying? Because we are distracted. We are caught up in the wrong thing. We're not caught up on and focused on what we need to be focused on. And guess what? All of a sudden, you know, he comes that shadow that then came in and knocked you out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
'Cause you wasn't focused. You know, you wasn't paying attention to what you needed to be paying attention to. And you can get yourself caught up. You know, and once you get caught up, that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? It's a problem because you lose. Because you know, he can come in and knock you out. You know? 'Cause you're not paying attention. And we get caught up on all those distractions. Let's be honest. We can get caught up now. You know what I'm saying? You may not want to admit it, but that's all right. Don't get caught up. You know what I'm saying? Being in a place where you don't want God to acknowledge and reprimand you and rebuke you from doing what you shouldn't be doing. You know, and that's just the bottom line. So let's get into our 2 minutes before we get out of here. We won't stay in here the whole 2 hours. Because I want Pastor Melvin to go get his rest, but I want to throw some things out there tonight. You ready, Elder, to get into it? You ready?
Come on, baby.
Okay. So here we go. Here we go. All right, everybody. This is the time we get into our 2 minutes, man. We come real hard in these 2 minute warnings because they're just 2 minutes, so we got to just cut straight to the chase. All right. Here's the first thing I want to throw at you tonight. When we pay attention to everything that's going on around us, I'm always saying that to you because, you know, we have to acknowledge that. But doesn't it get, don't you, you know, get to a place where you say playtime is over? When do we get to that place when we say enough is enough? So here's the first thing I want to throw out there to you tonight. When God asked Satan, have you tried consider my servant Job, and he told him that there's no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. So when the reason why I bring that up, are we so busy wrestling against flesh and blood that we tend to forget about the powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places that Satan has control over? Elder, yes. are we so caught up into that that we lose focus on the spiritual war that's going on?
Yeah. Well, the truth to that, Pastor, the average person don't know. The average person don't know the principality and power and all the stuff in high places and fire and dust and all that. The average person in church don't know that. The average one, you give me, I give you a scale of 1 to 10, maybe 2. From what I've seen, from the action I've seen, from the demeanor, facial gesture, they don't know. How can you do anything about something you don't know? I got to go back to the leaders. You got to make people aware, just like a serpent, what is around them daily. I would say, when you say good and evil, good and evil, the average person probably look at what is certain, what's visible I can see. And you better think about that, that you can't see the invisible when it comes to good and evil. Oh, good morning, how you doing? You think that's good? The average person is going to say, well, I'm all right. I sung that, I listen on that. You say I'm all right, but you're not all right. See, if that's when I call you and tell you I'm in pain, I tell you that because I want to. That makes me feel better just sharing that with somebody. But we, Mr. Macho and Mrs. Macho, we don't want to show no nothing. You heard it, man. Tell me you heard it. You ain't no doctor. You can't do nothing about it. No, but when you get it out, you trust me, it makes you feel a little bit better. Somebody listen to my pain. Listen to me share my pain. Man, that stuff works.
Amen.
That stuff works. You know what you call that? I am my brother's keeper.
Amen.
When your brother hurt, you hurt. When your brother happy, you happy. When your brother sad, you sad. Pastor, this kind of heart like Christ make a person feel better. Everywhere I go in, how you feeling? I make people answer me. I don't make them, but I insist, tell me the truth. How do you feel? I'm going to VA. I'm going to the doctor's office. I'm going to Walmart. I speak to everybody in action. City of Baton Rouge. Mr. Melvin come in. Okay, why y'all not saying good morning? I just said good morning. Everybody shouted. You can entice people to do what is right, but you got to be with them. It's not going to work. So God knows the heart. You just got this old heart of, I'm just saying this so I can be popular. No, I actually want you. God is God of life. I want you to have that smile. I tell people all over back then, wow, you got that Jesus smile. But guess what it gets? It gets a conversation. Tell somebody that tried. Well, oh, you got that Jesus smile. Well, you know what Jesus smile is? I look in the mirror every day. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I think one thing I could say about that is that there's a lot of fighting going on in the flesh. And you're right, leadership, training and teaching has not been properly done to get people to understand the difference between the physical and the spiritual. The spiritual warfare needs to be more concentrated on than the physical warfare. Because if you break it down in the spiritual realm, coming together in unity and as a unified front, you can stand up against the enemy, which not affect so many people in the physical realm. One thing about it is that if we teach people that God put an unstoppable plan together, that nobody can change it, nobody can stop it. Listen,
come on,
God
bro.
Can be in the process of revealing something, a purpose or a process to us. And you know what Satan going to do? He's going to always try to come in there and place a seed of doubt and try to undo your belief in what you believe in God. Because remember now, he was around when the blueprint of your life was already being written and planned. So he knows the journey and the path that you own. But one thing that you need to remember, and remember this very well, keep this stuck in your mind and then definitely in your heart. What God reveals, God will accomplish. You understand what I'm saying? What God has already set forth, can't nobody stop it. And one thing to be rest assured about, y'all, that Satan's greatest effort cannot dwarf even God's smallest purpose. Can't do nothing about it. God's smallest purpose. So just remember that. God loves you. He right there. So here's my next thing. 1 Peter 5:8 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. So here's my next one. How is it that man keeps elevating himself up through the ranks of church leadership? He was just a deacon. Now he's a minister. Now he's a pastor. Now he's about to be ordained as an apostle. How is it that he's doing it and God didn't elevate it or anoint him or appoint him to this position, but he's just overriding what God has said and following what man has said? Why is that so common today, and why is it going on? Your 2 minutes, sir. Go for it.
Well, I experienced that. That's when I used to sing quartets. And I told you, I asked that minister, why are you making all these guys, minister? I ain't even made me one. I'm just telling that's why I talked to my daddy. And then here these little rascals come along. I got 35 years on them playing music. And all of a sudden, he didn't talk to a minister. He just started playing 2 years ago. What's up? What's up with that? God chooses whomever he wants. He called all of us. Now, I explained to you once before in radio land when daddy called you. Many of us said, shoot, right on by. You never did stop to see what he wanted. You got to, when God called you, my daddy called you, you got to go and say, yes, sir, stand there. I don't care how long it takes till he tell you what to do. Oh, God called me. He sure did. And you never stopped to see what he wanted. You just went straight on to the pulpit. That ain't, you wasn't sent there. You was not sent there. I made this statement at a church. One of the deacons over there, this lady wants to learn to sing. Oh, she's 65. What happened when she was 15? And you want me to teach a woman don't know now know about singing at 65? I ain't got no time for that. That's not her ministry. That was her ministry. God would put that in her when she was much younger. I'm a firm believer of that, Pastor. So many people in the church are out of their ministry. You got all you got 30 choir members, but ain't the three of them got a voice. Come on, you God wants your best. If you can't sing, don't come to Brother Melvin. Talk about singing in the choir. I'm not there to teach you to sing. I'm there to teach you praises and worship to him. That's my job. Praise and worship. I'm going to teach you the lyrics to the song, but I'm not there to teach you to sing. Your ministry is somewhere else that God has already put in you. You might have the sweetest voice that we are welcoming people into the church when they come to the door. But follow his lead. Let him tell you what you need to do, Pastor. That's it.
Amen. 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 Here's my response to that. It's all about God's elevation, not man. God is the one who exalts, and we have to trust that. You know what I'm saying? We can't always be seeking after a quick ascension to a higher level. You know what I'm saying? We can't try to leapfrog to the front of the line because we want to have that big title. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lesson on every level. You know what I'm saying? And we got to take the time to learn the complete lesson of the office that you're in. And then once God will decide when we have proven ourselves, and then he will exalt us and move us forward. You understand what I'm saying? And you got to know that you have completed everything that God has asked of you for you to be moved forward, because we got to trust God at every stage of life. And we got to stop jumping the gun, trying to go where God had never intended us to go.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. And Pastor, you know something else on that? Know what that requires? Patience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes patience, but most importantly, it takes faith. You got to have faith in God. If you don't have faith in God, your patience won't even matter, because you ain't going to have it. If you ain't got no faith.
He knows better than you what he wants you to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So remember this on today, brothers and sisters, that God opposes the proud, but he always gives grace to the humble. Remember that now, okay? So while you trying to leapfrog over everybody. All right, here's the last thing right here. Here it is. Philippians 2 and 5 say, have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. Do we understand the attitude of Christ? Are we living based on how Christ lived on the earth? And why are we straying away from that? If we say we so holy, Holy Ghost filled, sanctified, saved, you understand? Why are we straying away from the attitude of Christ, the way that he lived and conducted himself while he was on earth? Your 2 minutes starts now. Go, sir.
Well, Pastor, I think this is a formula. You can't stray away from nothing that you don't know about. You must know about it. And I'm going to tell you just how to live like Christ. I close out with this. Go to Galatians 5. You want to know how Christ lived? You want to know how Satan lived? Go to Galatians 5. Pastor, that's it. That's it.
Wow.
Let your mind in Christ be in you. When you read from 16 to 26, you're going to have the mind of Satan. You're going to find the mind of Satan, or you're going to find the mind of Christ. It ain't but to up, in, out, down, however you want to, one, two, me, him, God, Satan. It's not but two. Everything is a derivative of one and two. You will find Christ and admit it, that's who I'm for, or you will find Satan and admit it, that's who I'm for. That's it.
Amen. You know, Genesis 1, 26 to 27 told us actually the attitude that we were supposed to have. You know what I'm saying? If you were made in the image and after the likeness of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, because he said, let us. So that's the complete Godhead. So your attitude should be full of what? You heard the elder. It's all about Galatians 5. Your attitude should be full of love, patience, gentleness, kindness, meekness, long-suffering. You know what I'm saying? Self-control. You understand what I'm saying? You're supposed to be your brother's keeper. You're supposed to take care of the homeless, the hungry, the thirsty, the naked.
That's the brother's keeper.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
you got to be all that.
Then you are what you call a disciple of Christ. If you do the other one up there, the other verse is 16, you're a disciple of Satan.
Of Satan. Absolutely.
Now, you want to get mad? You got two of them get mad. Get mad at the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Go mess with him and watch what happens. They'll shut the devil.
Absolutely. Simple as that.
Can't play with them. We can't play no more.
We do playing. We say enough is enough around here breaking chains, man. You know, that's a done deal. That's a done deal. You know? That's a wrap.
Enough is enough and too much stinks. That's what the old folks said back in the 50s. It took me years to learn it. Enough is enough and too much of that enough is stinks. That's my advice.
There you go. You heard it. You heard that. So, hey, man, we about to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to give our final comments, man. We're going to give our Black History honoree and our health tip, and we're going to get out of here. Hang on. You listen to Breaking Chains with the special assignment, Elder Melvin, Pastor Rod. We hanging out with you on YAT Radio. We'll be back.
I beg you, Father, I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am. That you brought me through, and everything I survived, it's all
With Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
You know, I asked the question when we first signed on, were you there? Were you there? Were you really there doing all of the brothers' hard times, the sisters' hard times? Were you there? You know what I'm saying? You may not have been there, but God was. God was. Holy Spirit told me to play that song for me. And somebody out there needed to hear, because you need to thank God right now, because you know that you weren't supposed to be here today. So you need to tell him thank you. You need to tell him thank you for all the good, the ugly, the bad, the ups and the downs. Oh, my God, man. Stop taking life for granted, brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? Thank the one who gives you breath every morning, waking you up. Open your eyes to see a beautiful creation. Take a look in the mirror. He said, you're beautifully and wonderfully made. Start living that way. Start acting that way. Start talking that way. Start dressing that way.
You can do it.
You can do it. It's in you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Most powerful one living within you. Anything you want to do, you can do it. That is right and of truth.
So, brothers and sisters, let's get it right. Let's stop playing with God. Let's stop taking life for granted. Let's start showing God that we are grateful, that we are thankful for everything that he has done, everything that he is doing. Let's start giving him all honor, glory, and praise all the time, not just on Sunday. Don't just call on him when you need something. Call on him all the time. give him honor, glory, and praise all the time. Let his name continuously be in your mouth.
And don't take long. Just say Jesus.
Just say Jesus.
Going back to work.
Just say
Jesus.
Know
you're thinking about him. Thank you, Daddy. Boom, going back to work.
And keep it moving. Just keep it moving. Just keep it moving. And say, at the name of Jesus, Satan got to flee. He got to leave you alone. Yeah. Speak from your heart.
Two syllables, Jesus. Boom, go back to work. Jesus, boom, while you're at work. Jesus, boom, while you're on your lunch break. How long does that take?
Just call on his name. Let him know that you are thankful. Let him hear that you're thankful. Let him know that you're grateful for all that he just grateful for his salvation.
You know what you're thinking. He just wants to hear come out your mouth. That's all.
Thankful for his grace and his mercy that follows me all the days of my life. Goodness, everything got my back.
Yep. Show me somebody else can do that.
Say he'll never leave nor forsake you. Your homeboys and homegirls and left you plenty of time. God ain't never going nowhere. As long as you seek him first and keep him first in your life.
Yeah.
Let's get it right, y'all. Let's get it right. Elder, your final comment, sir.
All right. First thing, Pastor, give us a, and I like to follow the leading. I want you to eat meat just I want you to do that meat one day out of the week. And I got a little quick recipe. You want me to give it, Pastor, or wait?
Go ahead. Get that recipe.
I call it a broccoli casserole. I love it. Get your two broccolis and de-skin it and cut your spears off. Boil them. I don't eat white rice. I eat brown rice. But your broccoli is going to give you your vitamins. Your brown rice is going to give you your starch because it doesn't have much at all. But it does take a little while to boil. And then you got your Velveeta cheese where you're going to get your meat product. You mix all, once you brought your broccoli, you brought your rice, put it all in a pan, put your Velveeta cheese on it. Don't forget your cream or mushroom soup condensed. Don't whip it up, just incorporate it. After it boils, then shove it in the oven for about 15 minutes. You got a good meal you can eat all day with no meat. Thank you.
Amen.
Now my final comments. My final comment is Galatians, but I got to add something else to it. You want help? Pastor gave you, Pastor, correct me if I'm wrong, Psalm 27?
7, yes.
Okay, we got Galatians 5 and 6. We got Psalm 27. And our pastor said 7, but go read the whole book of Ecclesiastes. It's going to tell you how you're supposed to live in this body. Galatians is going to give you the foundation of it.
Amen.
You understand? And probably you can call on him and he got all the guarantees right here. Do those three things. If you really want to know Christ and what he is in your life, Galatians, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, I'm done for tonight.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Hang on a minute because I want you to pray us out tonight. Everybody, don't forget tomorrow night. If God says the same, we'll be here with History Talk with Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp with History Talk. Just keep him in your prayers for him and his family, and make sure that you're doing that. Keep all of us in your prayers because we're definitely praying for you. Continue to pray for us as well. Want to give out our Black History honoree for tonight. Our Black History honoree tonight is Mr. John J. Jasper. Mr. John J. Jasper. And let me correct this. It says Reverend John Jasper gained fame with a fiery, electrifying preaching style that captivated both African Americans and white Baptists in the 19th century in Richmond, Virginia. While working as a tobacco stemmer in the 1840s, Jasper converted to Christianity and began preaching the very same day at the urging of his master. At that time, Virginia law prohibited blacks from preaching, so it was only with the support of his master that a slave like Jasper could pursue a ministry. In 1865,
wow.
J- Jasper was given his freedom, and 2 years later, he organized the 6th Mount Zion Baptist Church. The congregation would grow to 2,000 members. He delivered his most famous discourse in 1878, entitled, "De Sun Do Move." He was invited to deliver this sermon more than 250 times, including once before the entire Virginia General Assembly. Reverend John J. Jasper is our Black History honoree for tonight.
What Thank was you, that Pastor. Title again, Pastor? What was that title? The what moon now?
Oh, D-E, sun, do move. The sun, do move.
The sun, do move.
The sun, D-E.
D
as in okay, dog.
I'm going to put D-sun. A D there in.
Yeah, put a D in.
Yeah.
The
okay,
sun, do move. Pastor John J. Jasper. Check him out, y'all. Look him up. Check him out. One of the leading black, first black pastors in the day. So let's make sure that we study up on him. All right, here's your health tip for tonight. Pastor gave you some. Make sure that you do your exercise and your stretching. Make sure you get something to get your heart rate up. Exercise, side strata helps. Do some sit-ups, some push-ups, some crunches. You know what I'm saying? Take a walk, take a jog. You know what I'm saying? Just exercise and make sure you stretch and get that in, all right? Make sure that you put 64 ounces of water in your body on a daily basis. That ain't nothing but four 16-ounce bottles of water, or get you 8 glasses, put 8 ounces of water in each one and drink them, or however else you want to put 64 ounces of water in your body. It's on you. But make sure that you do that for a minimum on a daily basis. Cut back on all the fried foods, cut back on all the junk food, eat your vegetables, eat the fruits, and for one day, you heard the elder, for one day out of the week, cut back on eating meat in your diet. Become a vegetarian for a day out of the week. We need you to be physically and mentally healthy, but most importantly, we need you spiritually healthy. We want you to pick up the word of God, study to show yourself approved before God, a workman that is unashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Make sure that that's you. Make sure that you spend time with the Lord. You meditate and talk to him, tell him all your woes, and make sure that you are continuously praying, because the scripture says pray without ceasing. And if you could, if you're continuously praying, the scripture also tells you that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You got to talk to the Lord. You got to spend time to the Lord. Lord got to know that you real. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't no more time for games. Get real with yourself so you can be real with God. Remember to take a look in the mirror. Your greatest enemy is the inner me. That's you. So make sure that you get everything right with God. Tell God to remove everything that is not of him out of your life, and you will see a change take place in your life. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
We got thank time you. To think all that foolishness.
That's right. We got no more time for that. Foolish time is over with. The clock is over. We done clocked out on foolishness. Enough is enough now. All right? Don't forget, tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, same place, YAT Radio, History Talk. Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, be on time. Class starts approximately at 7 p.m. All right? If all is said and done, man, we thank you for coming on tonight with us, hanging out. Elder, can you pray us out, please?
Daddy, I'm coming to you with a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you for your spirit that reigns all over the world. Thank you for my sisters and brothers in Christ and those not in Christ. I am my brother's keeper. Thank you for Pastor Will and his radio station. So the word is being spread, and we are just doing what you say do, being obedient. All those that are believing now, I can't call them all by name, but you know them.
Yes.
Remember them, which may not be that good because you don't forget nobody, but I'm going to put it like this. I lift them up to you. Because there's nothing I can do but just speak for them. Some are too mean to speak. But that's all right. We got their back. But they're our brothers and sisters. I thank you for my family and my tribe. Danny prayed for us, so why can't I take care of my tribe? Even up and down the highways, I pray as you traveling grace for them. I thank you for my medication. You know, I hurt this whole weekend, but right now I feel better. I hurt, but at least I can raise my arm up a little bit. That's nobody but you. I'm going to give you all that. Thank you for my feet that walks me and carry me around 69 years and never complained. I never had a problem. Thank you for this app that I created. If it was mine, why can't you believe me? Thank you, Daddy. If there's anything I've forgotten, talk with my big brother. He's my advocate. He's my interceptor. And everything going to be all right. I ask these and all other blessings following your instruction. We must come to you through the door. And the door is my big brother, Jesus Christ. I consider this done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. We'll see you here tomorrow evening. Have yourself a blessed evening. Remember, we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Be blessed, everybody. Good night. Good night. We out. Good night, sir. Love you. Have a good one.
Oh, peace.
My people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. The rain and all the trouble by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be.
Great like it be.
Grow with one another, living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me.
Why not work for peace?
I am from Zion. I am a king. And you're a queen. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place
for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all.
You've been
listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.